Funding for the Homeland Security Department expires at midnight tonight, which means Congress is quickly running out of time to pass another continuing resolution. Vote might come today. We just don't know. If they don't do it today, though, nearly 30,000 employees will be furloughed. Among the hardest hit will be FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. For more on how a shutdown would impact that agency, we turn to Robert Autry. He's the president of the American Federation of Government Employees Local 4060, which represents FEMA headquarters employees here in Washington. Mr. Autry, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, and good morning.
All right, so what would happen to FEMA employees if there is a funding lapse? When would it start?
What would happen basically is that we would put a lot of people out of work. They would go home, sit, and wait for orders to come back instead of being on the job to provide the services and resources necessary to provide to the American public. The necessity to keep the different grants that we got going with the firefighters and helping out with the various disasters around the country, and also continue the upbuilding or mitigate the different damages that might impact various communities.
Well, now, if something did happen to a community and it was a situation where normally FEMA would go there, would employees work without pay to get on the job there, or would there just be no FEMA?
Some of us would be working without pay, but we would not be at a full staff. And by not being at a full staff, that definitely would curtail our services to the affected communities.
So are you in touch with the Hill? Who are you talking to up there, and what are you hearing as of, well, I guess we should say late last night? I mean, you think they're up this early.
Well, we've been in contact with Senator Hoyer, Eleanor Holmes Norton. As a matter of fact, I attended a rally on February the 11th in reference to the potential shutdown. And lo and behold, I'm just surprised that we're facing that last-minute crisis once again. And I think that Congress is basically taking our lives and our safety at risk. And this is not the way that we should do business, especially with our safety at the highest concern.
Well, have you heard anything about the chances of them actually voting on a continuing resolution today?
Yes, I did. I've been keeping up with the news all last night. I've been doing the countdown. I think we're at the we might be into the 16th hour in counting. I understand that they might do a short-term continuing resolution that will last for approximately 3 weeks, and then after that we'll go through this series again. But what we need to do is be funded at 100%, like all other federal agencies, and we should not be held hostage with any other type of a bill attached to the immigration issues.
And what are your members telling you? What do you hear from them?
Well, my members, they are very the morale at Department of Homeland Security, whether it's FEMA, ISIS, or whatever, is very low. We're kind of like at the bottom of the pole when it comes to morale in the federal government. As a matter of fact, I think out of 232 agencies, we're kind of like third from last. And when you're at the bottom like that and you have leaders that basically don't care about the people, it sends a bad message. Because without the people, you cannot deliver the services or resources that is necessary to get to the affected community of the disaster survivors.
So it sounds like your members are pretty bummed about all of this.
They are bummed, and not only that, is affecting their household. We have mortgages that has to be paid, other expenses, food, and utilities. So it's a trickle-down effect, and no one wants to be put out of work. People want to work. People want to do their job. And if we want to do our job, hopefully Congress will take that type of attitude and do the same thing and fund DHS to the fullest extent possible.
We're speaking with Robert Autry. He is president of the American Federation of Government Employees Local 4060, which represents FEMA headquarters employees here in Washington. Give us an idea of how big your unit is here. How large is this local?
My local, I represent approximately 1,500 bargaining unit employees. I have FEMA has 10 distribution centers around the United States, and I have representation in no location also. But overall, we're talking about FEMA, approximately close to 15,000 some employees.
Okay, and
in the headquarters area alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your local, you say, is about 1,000.
My bargaining unit base is 1,500. Sorry.
Okay, and so there's a lot of management here then too.
Yeah, there's a lot of management, but from management standpoint, I think that we're in the government, we're doing more with less. So as people retire, we're dumping more on other individuals, and we're hoping that those individuals who are taking up the additional workload can keep up the pace. You cannot do that to people. You create unfair workload. Therefore, the services that you're going to deliver resources to the people are being affected by how efficient and effective you can do your job.
All right. And what about management? What are they saying to you as the bargaining unit, the you know, the people on the line, so to speak? What are you hearing from management? Are they sympathetic to the situation?
They say that they are, but in reality, they don't. Their hands are tied. They can't do but so much. The purse string is on Capitol Hill, and the purse string need to be let loose so it could trickle down to the manager so they could give us the good information to make us feel good as workers to deliver the service to the American people.
All right, so if this lapses, will there be rallies? Will there be protests? Will there be some sort of demonstration?
Yeah, yes, sir, and I don't mind getting out there. I did it in 2013. I think I participated in about 16 different rallies. And it was in the bad weather, snowstorm, whatever else you want to call it. But if you believe in your cause and you want to make sure that your household is protected, you have no other choice but to do what you think is best for everybody. And that's the American dream, the American way, to try to be compassionate, get back to work, and help the people.
All right, so in the meantime, you're keeping the batteries in your bullhorn charged.
That is correct, sir. I'm ready to hit the ground running right now. Got my lunch pack, bag pack, extra clothing, boots out, you know, ready to hit the ground running.
All right. Robert Autry is the president of AFGE Local 4060, representing FEMA headquarters employees here in Washington. Thanks so much for joining me.
Sure, no problem. And thank you for having me.